This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith. And we're going to attempt to answer some questions on this show today. Questions like, how can we increase our faith every day? How can we live out our lives in a manner that is both pleasing to God and remains secure in His promises? Well, on this program, we will interview people of faith who are willing to share their faith story. We'll also talk about some of the great promises of God found in His Word. You can check out some of our previous interviews on the WCHV.com website. Just check out the podcast section and scroll down to Everyday Faith. We've had some really interesting interviews. Last week we had John Colmes, and we focused on the thorn in the flesh and the importance of humility. John is a Bible teacher at the Covenant School, and just a great testimony that he shared with us. And we also have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we also welcome your prayer requests. Well, today on the program, we have Mike Kramer with us from Young Life. But before we talk with Mike, here's this week's victory verses. And I had one email come in and said, how do we pick the victory verses? These are usually verses that I've spent time with in the last week. They're verses that I've been meditating on and have really been helping me kind of with my own everyday faith. And so we'll start today with Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And I love this verse from also from the Old Testament, Lamentations 3, chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. We're going to end up today. The last two come from the New Testament. This is a verse from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It's a verse I've become very intimate with. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. One more time. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. And the last verse we're going to end up with, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll be right back with Mike Kramer from Young Life. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Kiwanis Club Christmas Tree Sale is going on now through December 19th in Seminole Square Shopping Center. The Charlottesville Holiday Market going on now through December 20th in downtown Charlottesville from 8 until 1 in the City Market Lot on the corner of Water and South Street. And experts are saying this is going to be a nasty flu season. The Thomas Jefferson Health Department is offering flu shots for just $30. The Health Department is on Rose Hill Drive, and shots will be given on Mondays and Thursdays. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our concerts events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. On the program, we have Mike Kramer from Young Life. Mike, thanks for being on the show.
Sure, it's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, Mike, we'd like to start with the faith journey. If you would, just kind of take us through how you came to be such a man of faith.
Well, thank you. I think it definitely is a gift of God that we do have faith. But, for me, I think back to when I was in high school. I was a kid that was searching, longing for life and chasing after kind of the typical things that a high school kid would chase after, thinking this is going to give me life after, you know, good grades and sports and different things. And I just kept finding myself feeling empty and feeling like there has to be more to life. So I was fortunate that there was a group called Young Life where I was in high school in Cincinnati, where I grew up, and a bunch of my friends just invited me to come. Now, I had grown up in the church, and I had heard probably a lot of the stories, but it just had not connected. My heart was not one that was ready to hear that, but I found myself in my first meeting with a bunch of kids that were my friends, and somebody was talking about what it means to trust Jesus, what it means that we can really rely on him, and I just found myself realizing, this is it. This is what I've been missing. I've been searching after lots of other things. And since that point, you know, for me, I ended up being a volunteer leader with Young Life when I was in college. And after college, went on staff with Young Life, first up in Buffalo, New York, and then in the Philadelphia area before I moved here in 2001. But for me, the whole journey of faith has been one of the Lord continuing to pursue me and chase after me, and at the same time invite me and say, trust me, come closer. I am good and gentle at heart. And in that process, as we know, a lot of times there are things that can be really challenging and difficult. That, you know, the Lord is good, but life's situations and circumstances can be rather challenging. You know, specifically a couple of years ago, 2010, my daughter, I have three kids, my one daughter became really fairly sick. She developed celiac, and that led to leaky gut in her system, which led to toxins in her body. And she actually, we found ourselves with her in the hospital. She was in the hospital for 5 weeks. She was on a feeding tube. Mm-hmm. She had stopped walking, had stopped talking, had stopped eating. You know, and everything that we always knew about God, that we always claimed to be true, and, you know, in terms of my job working with Young Life, we're always telling people about, we found ourselves in a good way, but hard way, up against the wall saying, well, is this true? Is God good? And how do we, in the midst of life circumstances and the struggles and the very present reality of tragedy, how do we grab a hold of God? And what we found was he actually grabbed a hold of us in some great ways. Mm-hmm. You know, people asked us, how did you get through that time? Mm-hmm. And my answer consistently has been, I don't know. It's just by the grace of God and his goodness in our lives. Mm. And part of that was really around the body of believers. You know, one of the things that was really neat, my wife began to blog during this time. Mm. And we found ourselves with just thousands of people following the blog and praying for Ashley, praying for us in the hospital, praying for us in the whole process. And, you know, just some of the what we always say are disciplines of the faith, things that we say are important, you know, reading the word and prayer, fasting and, you know, fellowship, all the things that we would say are important in life, and we go through those motions. There are times in life where we find out, does that really make a difference? Mm-hmm. And for us, that time of being in the hospital and really taking our daughter out of the hospital at that as well, where she was not healed, she was still in that situation, but we knew we just needed to be home. We found ourselves really realizing God's word really is true. Mm-hmm. God's word really can comfort us, even though our situations and circumstances are very challenging. Mm-hmm. We found ourselves, in a neat way, experiencing the body of Christ like we never have. You know, with the uniqueness of what we do in Young Life, you know, we are very much geared towards evangelism and outreach and discipleship. But some of the other gifts of the body are maybe not quite as prevalent, you know, and that's why I love the larger body of Christ, the gifts of mercy, you know, the real gifts of prayer and intercession. And all of a sudden we found ourselves, everything that we knew to be true, we began to experience in a new way. And over time, and it did take a while, my daughter, you know, really has come back all the way.
Wow.
She had lost her memory in the whole process, which we didn't know until after she came out of it, because she wasn't talking. So as she began to talk again, we realized she had no memory. And it took about a year and a half for her memory to come back. So I'd come home after being, you know, gone for an overnight. It was always if I was gone for a night at a time or two nights, I'd come home. And she wouldn't know who I was. She had no idea who I was. And so eventually I'd come home at times, and she'd come out and give me a big hug and say, "Daddy, you're home." I'd say, "Do you remember who I am?" And she'd go, "Oh, no, Cooper told me." That's her her brother. And so we found ourselves against the wall going, "Lord, what are you trying to teach us in this? Because this is not something that, you know, for all folks in tragedy that we'd ever sign up for. But what are you teaching us?" And I'll tell you this. The thing that we learned was the truth of the scripture, just learning to find joy in everything. Because during that time, every day was Christmas. Every day was this great surprise of, I had no idea, for Ashley. Every day was something new and exciting and fun. And for us, it was stuff that was like, well, that's just commonplace stuff. But it wasn't for her. And it taught us to really learn to live in the moment and appreciate the moment that God has given us each day.
That's amazing, amazing testimony. As I've gone through challenges in my own life, I often tell others I wouldn't wish them upon anybody. But it's when you go through kind of what the psalmist refers to as the valley of the shadow of death, you know, where you're down, you find yourself alone, asking a lot of questions. And when you turn to God in those moments and you find that he is faithful, when you find and you walk through that and you find out, yes, he is faithful, and yes, he is a provider, and yes, he's a God of great timing. He's on time. And as I was saying in the first victory, one of the first victory verses that we talked about on this show to introduce this show, Lamentations 3:23, the faithful love of the Lord never ends, and his mercies begin afresh each day. When you get to experience that, you come out of that saying, well, I certainly didn't want this or didn't wish this, but I can see now how my faith has grown as a result of it. And then you say, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah, I mean, that was what we continued to say during, but really after. We wouldn't trade it for anything. It was incredibly hard. I mean, there were lots of times of real anguish, tears, times of really questioning, but good questioning.
Right.
You know, not question of, Lord, are you real, but Lord, where are you? In the sense of, I yearn for you, and I want to find you in this. And so we found ourselves really looking back and saying, boy, it was rich. It was so rich in our walks. The circumstances, I mean, the circumstances were terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you know, heartbreaking to see what was a life unraveling in front of us. You know, Lori and I would meet up in our at night. We'd sit in our hallway up in at the second floor because, you know, kids were different directions in their bedrooms, and, you know, we're trying to manage Ashley being sick and during all that. And, you know, after we were out of the hospital a couple months, Lori and I had the conversation where we looked at each other and said, did you ever think she was going to die? And it was the first time we actually verbalized to each other, yeah, we really thought she was going to. But we look back on it now and we realize what a rich, rich experience it was for us to learn a couple things. What it really means to be in fellowship with each other. What it means to be married as a husband and wife, centered around the Lord. What it means to really... learning to pray probably in ways that we'd never prayed before, learning the richness of the discipline of fasting, you know, and how people came around us and fasted and prayed and would come over to the house and pray for us. Stuff that I think sometimes we think, oh, that's kind of that weird kind of. Mm-hmm. It was so rich, and mm-hmm. it was so authentic, and mm-hmm. it was so real. Mm-hmm. It was like, yes, I want more of this. Mm-hmm. This is what I want my everyday experience to be like.
Let me ask you this, because I've kind of gone through this in my own life when I've gone through challenges. I used to be one who really didn't want to share my challenges with people. Just throw it on my back, and I'm going to climb the mountain myself. And I learned to reach out to other believers and ask for prayer. And when you start to get used to people praying for you, it's amazing how many, particularly in the greater Charlottesville area, how many prayer warriors there are in this town. But as I've gone through some challenges in my own life, there are some amazingly faithful, prayerful people, and you start to understand the power of that intercessory prayer when others mm-hmm. are really lifting you up in prayer. I'm sure you experienced that.
Oh, we did, and it was so rich for us. People that we'd probably known, you know, on the fringes mm-hmm. became great and dear friends mm. as they really leaned in and prayed with us and for us. And they taught us things that, even though we'd been in ministry for a long time, they taught us things and put into words things that maybe we didn't either didn't know, or we just didn't have words for in the past. And it was absolutely a time of feeling the body of Christ coming around us. You know, I think a lot of times, a phrase that's come to me recently is, I think sometimes we read the scripture, and do we read it as it's real? That, like, what we read and what is talked about, like, it's really true and there really is a God and we really can pray and he really does listen? Or is it just like a nice Hallmark card mm-hmm. that is supposed to make us feel a little bit better? Mm-hmm. It's just nice words. Mm-hmm. And I think we've really learned, no, it really is true and it really is powerful. And his word really is something that can speak life into us.
We're going to take a break. But before we go, I want to say that whole asking for prayer concept is for me, it's really a lesson in humility, which I've learned is so yeah. important. It's the importance of being humble. And a couple of weeks ago on the show, we had one of my new favorite people, Pete Bulette from Chi Alpha, on the show, and mm-hmm. we talked about Thanksgiving and humility, and it was just a great. And I encourage our listeners, if you get a chance, to go back and listen to that podcast, because it was really something that changed my life when you understand the importance of humility. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back talking with Mike Kramer.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Kiwanis Club Christmas Tree Sale is going on now through December 19th in Seminole Square Shopping Center. The Charlottesville Holiday Market, going on now through December 20th in downtown Charlottesville from 8 until 1 in the City Market Lot on the corner of Water and South Street. And experts are saying this is going to be a nasty flu season. The Thomas Jefferson Health Department is offering flu shots for just $30. The Health Department is on Rose Hill Drive, and shots will be given on Mondays and Thursdays. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Mike Kramer from Young Life. And Mike, for any of our listeners that don't know, could you tell us a little bit about Young Life and what that's all about?
Sure. Young Life is a non-denominational, non-profit organization. It's a Christian organization that began back in the 1940s. It actually started a little bit earlier, but became officially Young Life in 1941. And it really started out of a pastor who asked his youth pastor about the kids that were coming to the church, and really more so the kids that weren't coming to the church. Mm-hmm. It really grew out of a heart for reaching kids that weren't coming. And the youth pastor's name was Jim Rayburn, and he was challenged that he would see his building where he would work out of, not as the church, but really as the high school. So he began going over and getting to know kids, and he began to realize, you know, kids really are interested in spiritual things. They don't necessarily have the vocabulary for it, but they are interested in pursuing what really makes life happen. And they're looking for adventure and fun. And oftentimes that stuff in our culture today is maybe channeled the wrong direction, but those things are still there, and I think we can help kids find that that really is who Jesus is and what he can be in their lives. So Young Life now is really in all the different states in the United States. It's international. It's in many foreign countries. And Young Life within this area in Charlottesville, there's an area director. Her name is Heather Beam. And we have ministry in six or seven of the high schools, a bunch of the middle schools. Mm. And when I say the schools, what I mean is the school communities.
Mm-hmm.
And in each of those, there are leaders that work specifically with kids, and they're spending time with kids. And I think the line that captures Young Life really in many ways is earning the right to be heard. Walking alongside kids that are disinterested in the faith, building a relationship where they will be interested in hearing about a God who loves them that they've maybe never met before, never heard about.
Mm-hmm. I know Young Life has had a big impact on my four children. My youngest three went to Young Life camp this summer and had an amazing, amazing time, and they just talked about what a spiritual boost that was. Not only fun, lots of friends, but a huge spiritual boost.
Yeah, they were up at Lake Champion, which is one of our camps in the East. We have a number of camps in the East, and they're really resorts. We use the word camp because that's kind of traditionally what they've always been mm-hmm. called. And, you know, at camp, what we get the opportunity to do with kids that we also do back home in our regular club settings, but for a week at a time, condensed, they get a chance to really hear the story of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
They get to hear that there is a God, that he loves them. That, you know, we have kind of gone our own way. We've sinned and chosen life and other things, kind of like I shared about earlier in my life. But then he's chased after us, mm-hmm. and his death on the cross and the resurrection, it gives us life and empowers us to really have this relationship that we were made for.
Mm.
And what's great is walking with kids when they get a chance to hear that from somebody that's a trusted adult in their life, and they can see that following Jesus really is something, it's really an adventure. And it can really be fun, really can transform somebody's perspective on who God is.
Mm-hmm.
That also allows us to walk with kids then through the hard stuff in their life. My wife, for instance, she works with Young Lives, which is Young Life working with pregnant teenagers and teenage moms mm-hmm. in the area. There's all kinds of circumstances surrounding that are difficult, but yet we walk right into their lives, just like your high school kid's life. We're going to walk right into their lives, love them, care for them, and give them opportunity to explore the truths of the faith.
Mm. So tell me, what are you reading in God's Word right now? What are you hungering after today?
Sure. You know, a passage that's been kind of meaningful for us and really even out of our experience over the number of years with our daughter who had been sick is out of Luke 7. And if I could read it here.
Sure.
Starting in Luke 7, verse 11, it says this: "Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, 'Don't cry.'" You know, I love this passage on a number of levels. One, as a parent with a child that was really struggling, it's very, very real that this could have been our situation. Mm-hmm. And we recognize that for a lot of parents, that it is their situation
mm-hmm.
Where they're experiencing the death of a child. But also in many ways, this is kind of like what we do with Young Life in the sense that what's happening is in the town, there's been a death. In the town, there's a lack of life. In the town, there's mourning, there's wailing. And there's this progression of people leaving the town. And what's interesting is Jesus comes and he intersects. There's a collision.
Mm.
And on this road, coming out of town is death, but coming into town is life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two crowds. One crowd surrounding this the death, and the other crowd surrounding Jesus and life. And as Jesus comes, this is what happens. A large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her. And I just love that about Jesus. That his heart goes out. Mm. You know, I think sometimes people think that God is angry or God is, you know, wrathful and judgmental mm. and all that. And although those are some aspects that we need to understand about the faith, in the midst of all that, what we need to understand is that his love is what we see expressed towards us, that he comes to us in love. So his heart goes out to this woman, and he says, don't cry. Why? Because she was crying, because life was hard, because situations and circumstances can be very difficult. Mm. Then he went up and touched the coffin, which in those days you wouldn't do, because that would be becoming unclean, and they'd have to go through the rites and the rituals to become clean again. So that's something that was really a faux pas. You wouldn't do that. Well, Jesus really didn't care. He was more concerned about loving the woman and loving the crowd. And what it says here, he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, young man, I say to you, get up. The dead man sat up and began to talk. Mm-hmm. And again, here's the thing. We sometimes read these as stories.
Right.
These are not stories. These are events that really happened. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what it would have been like to be in that crowd? Here we are in this crowd, and Jesus goes up to the coffin. It's taboo. He touches the coffin. He tells the man, young man, I say to you, get up. And then the dead man sat up and began to talk. And I love this line. And Jesus gave him back to his mother.
Mm.
And, you know, the challenge for us in life, and for me, why this resonates so well, is I think in life there's a collision always in our heart. There's a collision in our lives of what is death saying and what is life saying. You know, Scripture says that the tongue has the power to speak death or to speak life. And in this, we see the collision of death and life. You know, the crowd coming out sad, without hope, feeling helpless. The crowd coming in joyful with Jesus. They're such a different crowd. And in that collision, what we see is Jesus' hand bringing life to the son. And not just to the son, but then restoring life also to the mother, mm-hmm. who happened to be a widow. Without her son, her life would have really been mm-hmm. over as well, as we would understand the culture in those days. So the story finishes out here. It says, they were all filled with great awe. I would imagine so. They were all filled with great awe, and they praised God. And then they said, a great prophet has appeared among us, they said. God has come to help his people. I love that line. God has come to help his people. You know, and in the seasons, we look at Advent and Christmas, again, this idea that God has come. And he continues to come, I believe, into our lives, and he wants to speak life to us, and he wants to teach us to speak life to people that we're around. You know, our culture can be so critical. Our culture can be so judgmental. Our culture can be so, you know, just in your face and beat people down. Working with high school kids, the culture around high school is so hard at times. But yet we get to come and we get to speak life. We get to come and we get to speak joy and happiness and love. And we get to bring life to kids. So it finishes out here. It says, this news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. What a great event.
Mm.
That in this Christmas season, we see life being spoken into dead situations here.
I love that gospel story. Mike Kramer, we're going to have you back on this program again because there's so much more I want to talk to you about. But one of the things that the psalmist said and that I've had to focus on, you know, the last couple years is work is hard and life is hard. And you oftentimes will end up saying, you know, where is the joy in my life? How come I'm void of joy? I can't find the joy. And the psalmist, when you kind of read through the Psalms and you find the psalmist said, in his presence is fullness of joy. And so when that was the first thing I thought of when you were mentioning that story in the Bible was those with Jesus were coming in filled with joy. And why?
Right.
In his presence is fullness of joy, and you and I can have that presence, or we can. You and I can have that joy if we seek after his presence. Mike, thank you so much for sharing your faith journey, and thank you so much for bringing and sharing the good news of the gospel. Man, that was awesome. It was just what I needed, and I hope our listeners have been blessed by hearing about your faith journey. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you all next week. Have a peaceful and blessed Sunday.